This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. This was the moment earlier today when pro-democracy leader Aung San Suu Kyi was freed after years of house arrest in Myanmar and emerged to greet her supporters.
The crowd here is again all, and there must be hundreds now, raising. Standing on a platform, waving to the crowd.
Crowds outside of Aung San Suu Kyi's compound, as recorded by a BBC reporter who's in Myanmar's capital today. Of course, Aung San Suu Kyi is a Nobel Peace Prize laureate. She has spent 15 of the past 21 years jailed or under house arrest by her country's military rulers. Bertil Lintner is a journalist who's based in Chiang Mai, Thailand, and has covered Myanmar. He joins us on the line. Thanks so much for being with us.
Well, thank you.
We heard the ecstasy in the of the crowd. I know you've spoken to people in Myanmar today. What are you hearing, Mr. Lintner?
Well, of course, people are euphoric. The fact that she's been released is a great thing, and people are very happy for her. But one should also remember that this is fundamentally different from, for instance, the release of Nelson Mandela in South Africa in 1990. Mm-hmm. But that release came after a five-year process of dialogues and talks between Nelson Mandela, the African National Congress, and the rulers of South Africa at that time. The process continued after his release until the 1994 election. There's no similarity at all in Burma, which will make it even remotely similar to what happened in South Africa. They released her basically to appease international and domestic opinion rather than part of a political reform process.
So you do not consider this any indication that the country's military leadership has changed any fundamental policy?
Absolutely not. I mean, they adopted a new constitution in 2008. An election of sorts was held on Sunday, which has been was condemned by international community as being fraudulent and definitely not free and fair. So they have their own agenda, which they're following. And then it's a sidetrack, more or less. They decided to release Suu Kyi. As a gesture to the international opinion, and domestic opinion as well, to deflect attention from this fraudulent election.
Mr. Lintner, I was struck by Aung San Suu Kyi's phrase this morning where she says that there's a time to be silent and a time to talk. What do you see her doing now?
Well, we have to wait to see and see what she says and what she does, because she has been calling for a dialogue since 1988, since August 1988. And so far, the military has refused to talk to her or engage in any kind of serious talks with her. There's been some kind of meetings between her and military officials, but it's been mostly for show. There's been no substance there at all. But the question is, how much can she actually do? You should also remember that this is the third time she's released from house arrest. Mm-hmm. And the previous periods when she's been released, she wasn't able to do much at all. And when she began to attract very large crowds, she was put back under house arrest again. That can well happen again.
Her party has been disbanded. Does she have the wherewithal and the resources to organize?
Well, not really. I mean, in 1989-90, the National League for Democracy was a massive popular movement which basically swept the country, and they definitely won a landslide victory in the 1990 election. But since then, her party has been decimated by numerous arrests, and people have been forced into exile or crowded into submission. Mm-hmm. So she doesn't really have any strong nationwide political movement behind her. But as soon as that movement starts to get momentum, we can also expect the military to crack down again. That is what they've done time and again.
Bertil Lintner, speaking with us from Chiang Mai, Thailand. Thanks very much.
Okay, thank you.